The finish line is a tunnel of sound. Loudspeakers thump, cowbells clatter, and the air is sharp with sweat and spilled sports drink. You are the race director for the city marathon. Sarah, an unsponsored local teacher, comes into view on the final turn, eyes fixed on the tape. The clock says she is about to beat the Olympic qualifying time by 5 seconds. At your elbow, the timing official shows you a GPS tablet. 3 miles back, a confused volunteer waved Sarah and the lead motorcycle down a side street. It cut exactly 80 meters off the certified course. Sarah did not choose it. She followed the motorcycle like every runner is told to do. But the rules are blunt. Any deviation from the certified route means an automatic disqualification. If you disqualify her, her Olympic window closes forever because of a volunteer's mistake. If you certify her time, she effectively takes a trial spot from someone who ran the full distance. Sarah is already inside the final 50 yards. The timing official lifts the red disqualification flag, waiting for your signal. What do you tell them to do?